create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life. Because you become what you believe. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as Mel Robbins talks with us about how to visualize effectively. Enjoy.
If you expect to achieve your goals, if you expect to reach your potential, if you expect to have your dreams come true, what I'm about to explain to you is mission critical. You must become a master at visualization. Now, for those of you that are like, what the heck is she talking about? I did not sign up for some sort of meditation woo-woo spiritual thing here. Don't worry. This is Mel Robbins. There's always science and research involved in everything that I talk about. So visualization is an extraordinarily powerful skill. And you may have heard of the law of attraction. You may have heard of the word visualization. You may have heard of the word manifesting. I call it seeing signs. So I'm a master at seeing positive signs. I am a master of creating coincidences. I have the world's most incredible luck. You want to know why? Because I understand the science and the skill of visualization. I know that your brain, it is a gigantic detective machine. Your brain is a filter. Your brain is constantly looking for evidence. And that's good news. It's good news when you know how to use it to your advantage. Let me explain. So your brain has a system in it. Here's the technical term. It's called the reticular activating system. It is a network of neurons all up in here. And what is the job of the reticular activating system? It is a filter system. It's basically a system that allows certain information in your brain and it blocks out other information. And guess who programmed that filter? You did. And so did the people from your past. And so if you constantly feel like you're unlovable, guess what? Your reticular activating system is going through the day and it is going to point out every single piece of evidence that confirms that negative belief that you have. If your goal is to improve your self-worth, I want you to visualize what your life looks like and how you're going to feel about yourself when your self-worth has improved. Here's how you're going to do it. So there's two things that you have to do when it comes to visualization. You have to close your eyes. Truly, I know it sounds stupid, but I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to, in your mind, have a specific picture of what it looks like in your life when your self-worth has improved. You're going to see yourself speaking up at work. You're going to see yourself talking more about your business. You're going to see yourself leaving bad relationships. You're going to see yourself defining boundaries. You're going to see yourself going to the gym. You're going to see yourself taking care of yourself. And when you start to visualize the image of that, I want you to consciously, this is step two, consciously think of the positive emotions that you're going to feel. I'm going to feel happy. I'm going to feel proud. I'm going to stand taller. I'm going to be so grateful that I made this change. Marrying the specific picture. Oh, there I am. There I am. I'm at work and I'm raising my hand. Amazing. I'm sharing my idea. There I am. I'm getting a promotion. There I am asking for a raise. There I am. I've just signed up another customer to my business. There I am. I've gone back to school. I feel so good about myself. When you do that, here's what's actually happening in your brain. This is the cool science part. You are training your brain to have a totally different filter. You see, your brain, my brain, it doesn't know the difference between something that actually happened to you, like the F you got in your test in 10th grade, and the things you imagine that are happening to you. Let me say that again. Your brain doesn't know the difference between the bad things that actually happened to you, the real memories that you have, and an imagined memory that you're creating. Your brain will experience you visualizing going to the gym, you visualizing how happy you feel when you do, you visualizing asking for that raise and getting it and how proud you're going to feel. Your brain, when you visualize in the way that I'm teaching you to, it encodes it as a real memory. And that's important because when you encode it as a real memory, it changes the filter system, that reticular activating system. And here's what we know based on research. The more you visualize things, number one, the greater your confidence is going to be, the greater security you're going to have about it. And here's the really cool thing. The more you do this with your goals, you wake up every day and you just visualize for, it takes 30 freaking seconds for crying out loud. You visualize having a great day at school. You visualize curing your panic and how proud you're going to be. What studies suggest and have proven is that simply visualizing yourself doing things actually develops the skill and helps you improve the skills just as if you were actually doing it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.